Being joined by AGWSR wrestling coach James Abbas as we talk about this upcoming triangular with Waterloo, Columbus, and Hudson coming up here on Thursday night. And coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. Team is off to a 6-13 season here in duels so far, but I know here in the month of January so far you've racked up quite a few wins, including a nice outing last weekend at a duel tournament at St. Edmund. Just kind of want to get your perspective on, you know, these last couple weeks for your team and how you guys have really been able to take a big step forward here, at least from the dual meet perspective here this month.
You always wonder how you're going to come out after Christmas break if the guys are ready to go. This last weekend, the guys definitely were. We saw some great performances from our guys, definitely showing us some of the stuff that we've been working on in the room. Definitely what we want to see, you know, for the second half of the season.
So I want to ask about some of your leading wrestlers, and you've got four guys tied for the team lead in wins with 14, according to the latest Track Wrestling update here, including Keelan Urban, Braden Abbas, Dry Bulls, and Clayton Van Lowe, all your wins leaders so far on the season. How have those guys kind of been able to kind of take charge and ultimately, you know, lead the team this year? What have you seen from those guys here throughout their seasons?
Those guys have been doing a great job as leaders. You take Clayton Van Lowe is a senior for us. You know, he's wrestled for us all 4 years. Happy for him. You know, he's put in a lot of time over the last years, and it's exciting to see him be successful. You take Dry Bowles, junior for us. You know, he's one that qualified for state a couple of years ago, works hard in the room. And two, he's had a good season so far. Very exciting. You take a couple younger, Keelan Urban's not a younger wrestler, but as far as the team goes, he's our 6-pounder. He is a senior. He came out for wrestling last year. Excited for him. You know, he really works extremely hard. His progress from when he was a beginning wrestler last year at the beginning of the season to what he was able to do at the end of last season, and then to see him, he wrestled at camp this summer, and he came back very strong this fall for us and fills that 106 spot very, very well. And then you got Brady Abbas there. Brady is a sophomore. Brady's had a good year so far. Started off at 126, decided that he wanted to go down to 120, and since that transition, has had a good year. So it's been fun to watch.
And then when it comes to the rest of the lineup, looks like quite a few underclassmen for you guys here this season. Lots of freshmen and sophomores wrestling varsity for you guys. Any one of those guys in particular that, you know, has kind of impressed you so far that you want to shout out?
We are so young right now. We got quite a few kids that, you know, are those freshmen, those sophomores that are in our varsity lineup, just because we're short staffed right now as far as on the mat. These kids work extremely hard, and they come to the room and they work hard, and we can continue to see improvement. You know, in these 1A schools, a lot of us struggle to fill these lineups, and you end up putting some kids, you know, less experience on the mat. They go hard. Unfortunately, too, though, you know, there's not a lot of opportunities for JV in some of those situations, too. A lot of nights, you know, maybe I would look for a JV match here or there for a kid, and a lot of times there's not that opportunity. So we're young. I think that hopefully speaks well for our future, you know, as far as our the future of the Cougar program. But yeah, right now we have, you know, dual meet wise, it's tough when we got 4 open weights right now, some nights 3 open weights, depends upon the night and what's going on. But it makes it tough as a dual team win, you know, dual team to compete that way. But you can't judge success that way for me as a coach with what we have right now as far as where the guys have lined up weights wise and stuff and what we got for numbers. You got to look for improvement in kids. And that's what I see in these guys. So, I hate to shout to have a shout out for just one of them, and so I'm gonna leave that question alone right there. But extremely proud of my guys and how hard they work and the improvement that they're making.
You bet. And when it comes to you know, coaching those guys up, and you know, what are some of the biggest areas you kind of emphasize, especially for some guys that are younger and, you know, maybe have to wrestle more experienced wrestlers every so often? What are some of the biggest messages or coaching points to, you know, make sure they don't lose their confidence, not getting too down on themselves, even, you know, when they're not maybe necessarily racking up those wins? You know,
perspective. It's about perspective. You know, I talk to my guys all the time. If we go out and give 100% on the mat and we go out and we wrestle as best as we can. We've got nothing to be ashamed of. We should be proud of our effort. We might have lost the match, but as a coach, I'm never going to be upset if that kid gave me everything that they had. And sometimes we go out and we know that we're the underdog. You know, we go out against some of these wrestlers that have been wrestling for years, you know, and maybe we're a newer wrestler and they've been wrestling for years. They might be a senior in a senior's body and we're a freshman and still not as mature as they are. And so we got to be able to keep it in perspective, you know, and that's, and my guys know, you know, and I've told them, you know, that I'm proud of them, for the effort they put out on the mat. And I hope they all know that. And so you try to keep the perspective and keep it all in perspective. You know, it's just a sport, you know, at the end of the day too, you got to realize it's just a sport and, you know, win or lose, we're fortunate that we get the opportunity to do it.
All right. So when it comes to this triangular, you got Hudson and then Waterloo Columbus that you'll be facing here on Thursday night. What's kind of your outlook for these two duels you got on your slate here coming up?
Waterloo Columbus looks like, you know, they've had some of the same problems that we have. They've got a lineup in which there's, you know, there's some open weights there, you know, so I look for that duel to be, you know, competitive as far as the dual meet wise. Hudson's a tough opponent. If you look at their record that they've had so far, you know, they've done, you know, done better dual meet wise. And you look up and down the lineup, it looks like, you know, they got some kids that are doing well. I got a ton of respect for that program and what they're doing over there.
All right, and last question here for you today. What are some of the key things that you're hoping that your team's able to kind of get better at as we enter the final month here of the regular season? You got, you know, just a couple weeks left of some duels and some weekend tournaments before ultimately hitting conference and districts.
You know, with these young guys, it's about staying in good position, you know, all the time. You know, it seems like with a young guy, you know, things will look really, really good, and then we just make a mistake and we put ourselves somewhere that we shouldn't be, and a more experienced opponent, they're going to take advantage of that, you know, and then that may end up with us on our back. They may end up with us getting pinned. So, you know, we continue to work and continue to drill, you know, being in good position and where should we be in each circumstance and situation. And so we continue to work with our guys there and we look to continue to improve, you know, as we get, you know, to the end of this season.
That's AGWSR boys wrestling coach James Abbas taking some time to join us here on Radio On The Go Sports. Appreciate the time, and we'll catch you down in Hudson.
Thank you so much.